So then you were there when the Tulsa Tribune closed.
I was. Last day, you were there too. It was an emotional day. I was, at this point, back in the editorial department writing editorials. Yeah, it was a tough day, mainly because I didn't know what I was going to do. It was my fourth afternoon newspaper, starting with the Muskogee Times Democrat, which was the afternoon of the Phoenix. Phoenix was the morning publication, then the Oklahoma City Times, the Binghamton Evening Press, and then the Tulsa Tribune. So,
was there a particular editorial you wrote that got the angst or the anger either of the public or of Jack Jones? Or were you kind of not as willing to stir up the mud maybe as you were at one time? But they weren't afraid of that either, as I recall the Jones family.
There are several that I think that I could probably speak to that there was an angry reaction to it. The newspaper was very supportive. I mean, even I remember when Mr. Jones Sr., Richard Lloyd Jones Sr., he had written a story about Indian sovereignty, an editorial, decades earlier or something like that. And he and I would have frequent, spirited discussions about sovereignty. And mine with the position that it was legitimate, it was lawful, and it should be respected. And of course, I learned all that by growing up in Muskogee and having regular interactions with the Cherokee Nation and the various chiefs and to some degree with the Creeks. He disagreed.
But explain then sovereignty.
And so I finally, sovereignty is that Indian tribes, primarily those with reservations, which all do, some sort of allotment of land by the U.S. government, that those people can set up their own set of government structures and pass laws, ordinances, and other things. And if you go all the way back to the original treaties, they have broad rights to various things, usually land, water, other types, crops. But those clauses in those original treaties have kind of been expanded and through various court actions. And a lot of it was filed there in Muskogee over the ownership of the Arkansas River, a variety of these things. Now today we have McCurt, which is over criminal cases, and we're having to deal with it. But it is the law of the land. So anyway, I was always talking to Mr. Jones, and so he finally said to you, okay, you're so damn smart. Let's see what you can write. And so I wrote the change in policy and noted it, that the Tribune was now supportive of the act of sovereignty.
Any fallout from that?
No.
Readers or anybody?
The most important one was I got a call from a member of the Oklahoma Supreme Court, Yvonne Cogger, who is a Caddo, and she called, and she'd seen the article, and she said, first, thank you, but how did this happen? So I tend to remember that. I mean, yeah. there were editorials where people would call up and say they were going to, you know, beat me up and, you know, other things.
Even here in Tulsa?
Yes, yes. Elected officials, yes. And so
which you will not name.
I will not, because they're still alive.
Yes.
And they, you know, but that was just, you know, that was just part of the job. You wrote what you believed. You tried to make a convincing argument to convince others to believe like you did. And if it upset somebody or it made somebody happy, that was just part of the job. So anyway, I did that for last year and a half at the Tribune, and then it closed.
But that kind of reporting and editorializing that the Tulsa Tribune did went away.
It really did.
It was never replaced.
Right. My final, I would occasionally write a column for the editorial page, and my final column was about who's going to write about judges now, because I had always written about state judges. It's going back to those bad judges in Muskogee. I had always written, I did it for the Tribune. That was my specialty, not just crime, but specifically judges, and call out those that I thought were doing a good job, and also those that needed to be removed from the bench.
Was there corruption here in Tulsa County, that could not be covered or didn't have time to, or did you feel that was happening?
Yes, but I didn't cover it. And so there were other reporters that were assigned to do that, and I basically carved out the rest of eastern Oklahoma for me. Yeah, I occasionally would see a story in Tulsa County that I thought was worth a story, and I might mention it to the editors, and they might mention it to a reporter, but 99% of the time is that I spent a lot of time in Creek County, spent a lot of time in Rogers, spent a ton of time in Osage County, Okmulgee. I mean, all these surrounding counties, I spent a lot of time, and then obviously Muskogee.
When Jack Jones Sr. spoke to all of you that last day, that had to be a moving scene.
It was, and it really made me mad not because of what he said, but he then went back to his office to finish packing, and I forget what Jan's last name was, but she was providing administrative services to Senior, and she called me and said, can you come back here and help us? And so nobody else, none of the editors, including family members, were back there helping him pack up his history. And so I went back there and helped pack everything up with him and then carry it out and take it down to the car so they could leave the paper the last day. It was very sad.
Why wouldn't a family member? What about his son, Jack Jones Jr.? Was it not there to help?
He was there.
Yeah, but he...
And Landon was there, and everybody was there.
Yeah, but I mean...
But they were focused on themselves, and that's fine. But, you know, he epitomized to me that newspaper.
Mm-hmm. You have high regard for him.
Very much so. Very much so. He and Bisser, this is his sister, really saved me because Windsor was gunning for me. And I knew it, and everybody knew it. And I had to escape there. And going to the editorial page made me untouchable.
Did you try to get on with Tulsa World?
Nope. I did have a conversation. And Ken Neal and Alex told me, I have lunch with them periodically, and they said, we really need a woman down here. Julie Delcor had not come to the editorial page. Janet was there. And so they knew that they needed some broadening of opinion, but no.
So that ended your career as a reporter, as a writer?